Cassie?
Yeah.
How old? You were 2 minutes.
That would probably be enough.
I attempted, I changed on the wiki to do a round table, but Margaret and her persuasiveness convinced me that this would be alright. going to just talk about how I use the we in math. I don't have a presentation as such, it's really just ideas. And when I was at Teach Me at Scottish Learning Festival this year, I signed up to one of the roundtable discussions about how to use game consoles, because I thought it was a really interesting thing, but I had absolutely no idea where to start with it. And I think sometimes you just need someone to give you that initial idea that you can then work from. So I had primary six up until yesterday. So I'm going to primary one as from Monday, but anyway. With primary six, this is why there's no presentation. with primary six, I was using the Wii to try and motivate them a bit more in maths. We did broadbanding, and the set that I ended up with, as far as they were concerned, hated maths, and it was the worst thing that you could ever do. So I was trying to convince them otherwise. And the first thing I did with them was use bowling for fractions, and all it was your first shot, what fraction out of 10 did you knock down? And then just trying to sort of take it from there, and then what fraction have you got left? And add in your fraction to your partner's fraction, that kind of thing. And then we moved on to statistics, and we used the bowling again. And we recorded everybody's first shot, and then we used things like we put it into a tally table, into a sequence table, drew bar graphs, compared them to when we first started the topic, and then at the end, did we get any better, and that kind of thing. Got them to make up questions about it, who was... sort of what was the best score, what was the worst score, how many people used it. So they were reading their graphs as well. I used golf for decimals and for subtraction. So the distance, they knew the distance between who, so at the start and the hole, and then their first shot, how much further did they have to go. We used rounding for that as well, so as sort of mental strategies at the start of the lesson. I used Sonic and Mario at the Olympics when I was doing distance, speed and time, so for the 100 metres. So we had to run 100 metres, so obviously you got your distance. How long did it take you to do it? So then how fast must you have been running? I think that I would do it again. Not sure how with primary one, but that's yet to be worked out. They really enjoyed it, basically. Although, when I say it's math, they still complained, but they did get around to that because I told them that it was, what are you actually complaining about? You know, we have made it. Think about what you're doing, like, oh yeah, that is math. But it's making that link that they are actually learning something. I think kids sometimes think as soon as they're having fun, they forget that they're doing it for a reason. And they actually started to do things for homework that I never asked them to do. Like they would say, oh, me and my friend last night were playing the Wii, and we worked out that we were able to run faster if we kept practicing, because we worked out that obviously it was the same distance, but we were doing it quicker and things like that. And they would come in with things. So to me, that showed that they'd learned something and they were excited about the fact they did it in their own time. So that's me. Bye.